Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If you are a Fitbit enthusiast and a slave to the daily calls to meet and exceed the golden target of 10,000 steps a day, well, you might be able to give yourself permission to ease off just a bit. The latest study from the latest set of experts who have studied the precise amount of exercise necessary to stave off premature death tell us now that just 4,000 steps a day could see you right. Donal O'Shea is the HSE lead for obesity and joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Donal.
Good morning, Philip.
Now, I know there is no earthly way you are going to give somebody permission to ease off their 10,000 steps and go down to something as low as 4,000 steps if they have no problem doing the 10,000 steps. So can we just do what the research says first before you tell them to continue with 10,000 steps?
Yeah, I mean, when this is discussed, I go back to a 1952 study by Jerry Morris, a public health specialist in London, and he took 52,000 bus workers, 26,000 drivers, 26,000 conductors, and perfectly matched, huge numbers, perfectly matched for age, sex, smoking status, income. The bus conductor was, or the bus driver was, three times more likely to have a heart attack, three times more likely to develop cancer, and three times more likely to die in the first 3 days after a heart attack. And the conductor wasn't going to the gym, wasn't targeting 10,000 steps. The conductor was just standing up and walking around. So standing up and walking around is good. Sedentary, sitting down is bad. And to try and pick a step count that is equating with, you will live longer if you do this, it's not possible. So All the advice is to get a bit more active than you currently are. That's always a good thing. If you're very active, you don't need to change anything. But if you're not very active, just becoming a bit more active is, you get the biggest bang for your buck in health terms.
You would you not, in the ordinary course of doing housework, chasing after children, getting in and out of the car, whatever, complete about 4,000 steps, though, wouldn't you?
Probably not the 4,000. I think you'd get up to 2,500 with your kind of daily activities. I think you do have to, and certainly in the society we live in now, you have to target a period of actual activity where you make yourself go for a walk, if you're going to be anywhere near the 5,000 to 10,000 steps.
Yeah, my own experience off the top of my head, I think 4,000 steps would be about a half an hour's proper walking. But the point that you're making here is sedentary bad, moving around better, but ultimately proper exercise of the half an hour or more a day is going to be see greater returns. Again, more bang for your buck.
Yeah, and it's the same with any risk factor that we modify. So if you have a cholesterol of 8, which, you know, you'd like your cholesterol to be 5 but or under, but if you have a cholesterol of 8 and you get it down to 7, that's the biggest benefit to your health. And people will say, well, 7 is still bad, but you have improved. Getting your blood pressure down a little bit is what gives you the biggest gain in health terms. So getting a little more active, no matter what your baseline, is where you will get the maximum benefit. And that's kind of reassuring for people, because we'll sit with people and they'll be saying a little bit worried about their blood pressure. But you're able to say, well, look, it's much better than it was. May not be at target. So you may not be hitting your 10,000 steps, but look, you're getting to 3,000 steps a day now, or you're getting to 4,000 steps.
Do you see many people for whom the step counter for the Fitbit has become a cause of stress and not meeting that daily target?
We see that in everything you measure. So if you measure something, then there will be a certain percentage. It's usually about, it's less than 5% for whom that will become an obsession. It will become a negative in their life, and it will cause more harm because they set up a negative dynamic around it. And your mental health, if that's impacted, then every aspect of your general health is impacted negatively. So we always need to be careful with targets and quantifying it like we do with things like home blood pressure monitors. Home glucose monitoring now is becoming much more elaborate, and some patients do find themselves over-focused on it.
Donal O'Shea, thank you very much. And while we picked out the figure of 4,000 from this study as being perhaps sufficient, it should also be pointed out that the study also says that the more you increase over 10,000, in fact, if you got up to 20,000, that there would be all sorts of benefits that would be associated with that. So don't let yourself off the hook just yet. Now, 11 o'clock, here's Carlo O'Brien.